This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot of basketball to recap. Also, the draft coming up on Thursday night. We'll get to your phone calls. Operator Tyler sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Stat of the day, always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Thank you for those of you who have downloaded the Peacock app to be able to watch this program and our radio affiliates numbering over 400 cities in America, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Mother's Day, we got you covered once again. The last 2 years we've done this with Dan's Deals. Great response, great products at huge discounts. You're not going to want to miss out on this. It'll be available in tomorrow's newsletter at danpatrick.com. Once again, it's first come, first serve. High-quality products for Mother's Day at massive discounts. So a lot of fun to be able to help you out, and we all know we need help when it comes to buying gifts for Mother's Day. Springtime, perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system that we recommend. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Play of the day, poll question, and a few stats of the day coming up. Watching the basketball last night, wild final 30 seconds, but the Knicks go up 2-0 in the 76ers. And then the Nuggets down 20, beat the Lakers at the buzzer to go up 2-0. Now, the Lakers led for almost 45 minutes of last night's loss to the Nuggets. So Denver led for a total of 44 seconds. All you have to do is lead for one, and that's what they did with Jamal Murray with the jumper at the buzzer. NBA teams winning the first two games of the best-of-seven series have gone on to win 92% of the time. Basketball coming up tonight. Suns and the Timberwolves, Pacers and the Bucks, Mavericks and the Clippers. We'll settle on a poll question. By the way, the Joker had 27, 20, and 10 as they pick up the win. So he's had four career playoff games with at least 25 points, at least 20 rebounds, and at least 10 assists. The rest of the NBA, the history of the NBA, has a total of four games. He has five. The rest of the NBA, that includes Kareem did it once, Dave Cowens did it once, Will Chamberlain did it twice. The Joker has done it five times in his career.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
And it's been nearly 50 years since the last player, other than Joker, has done this. Dave Cowens. So Wilt did it twice, Dave Cowens once, and Kareem did it once as well. But how many star players, MVPs, do you watch and go, he might not take the last shot? Because last night, he was setting a pick for Jamal Murray, and you had Anthony Davis switch off on Jamal Murray. But you know, you normally think, okay, clear out, the star's got it, he's going to try to score. But Joker is so good at passing. Like, you always have to be aware of, do we focus on him and let somebody else beat you? As I've said before, I don't want the best player on the floor to beat me. Well, Jamal Murray is, you're not going to write the history of this Nuggets team without Jamal Murray. Now, he hadn't made an All-Star appearance yet, and I say yet, but he's one of those guys when you watch, certainly in the playoffs, and you go, golly, he's pretty good. You get kind of swallowed up into the vortex of the Joker when Jamal Murray got the ball, knew what he wanted to do, and hit the shot over Anthony Davis. Yes, Mark?
Does Jamal Murray feel like a Jason Terry almost? Whereas, like, they don't win that championship without Jason Terry stepping up in big moments.
Well, Jason Terry was a sixth man. But, yeah, he was big for Dallas when they won that championship. I think he might be a little bit above that as far as name recognition. I mean, he's a starter, second-best player. But, you know, they have Porter who played well, Gordon, that you can sometimes get lost in the smoke that is Joker. You know, you have those players. You know, Chris Middleton, he was always, but he had made an All-Star game. But he was like, oh, Chris Middleton's pretty good, or at least he used to be. You know, that star sometimes, like Tyrese Maxey is really good with the 76ers, but you still have Joel Embiid. You know, certain players get lost in the shuffle a little bit there, and that's probably the case with Jamal Murray. But if you're the Lakers, I don't know, if you're a Laker fan today, do you say, man, like, we're there. You know, we were up by 20. Hey, same as last year. We're really close. We didn't get blown out. Yeah, we got swept, but we didn't get blown out. Or do you go, I don't know if we have what it takes to get over the hump here. Yes, we're up 20, and then we lost. We've lost a lot of close games to them. Well, that's the difference between being good and being great. That's the difference between being eliminated or advancing. What do you do when you need to do it? And that's what Denver did last night. You know, even the Knicks, I mean, it was a wild, frenetic pace there in the final 30 seconds, and it was like, what is going on here? Well, 76ers, you can't blow that kind of lead with 30 seconds to go. Did you get an offensive rebound when you were supposed to? Did you make both of your free throws? Did you call a timeout? Could you get the ball in? Did you leave somebody open for a wide-open three? Like, that's not what, you know, good teams, well-coached teams do. And I really wondered about that with Nick Nurse last night. Call a timeout. Kind of get everybody together here. And you got a heroic performance out of Joel Embiid. I mean, he's clearly gassed at the very end. He's doing his best. He put up good numbers. Maxey is a star, as I've said the last couple of years. Thought he was an all-star. But the little things... And the little things came back to haunt the Lakers. The little things came back and haunted the 76ers last night. Here is the Knicks. The last two buckets they had. This is MSG with Mike Breen on the call.
8 on the 24. DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer. Shot. It's gone! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Oh, a double bang. Let's go.
Mike Breen, take a bow. Wow, that was fun. I watched it, and I'm still getting goosebumps with just that call. But the Knicks, and you think of the Sixers, and you think of maybe Kawhi's shot that beat the Sixers in the playoffs years ago when they went on to win the title, and it just kind of hung there, and then it drops. And then I thought that last night when they got the friendly roll with Brunson. But Joel Embiid says they're still going to win this series.
We should be 2-0, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Okay. You might have more talent than the Knicks. That doesn't make you a better team. Because the better team usually wins. Not the team with the most talent. The better team. And the Knicks did what they needed to do when they needed to do it. And the 76ers didn't. The same with the Lakers. This is how it sounded last night on the final play of Jamal Murray's jumper.
Denver with the timeout. We are tied. I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. Pins it.
So Kevin Harlan with the call there as Murray hits the shot, goes into the bench. Anthony Davis falls into the bench, and Denver ends up pulling out that victory. Here is LeBron talking about what it's like to play Denver.
I mean, we know they're a great offensive power team. You know, we know they're going to get into a rhythm at some point. We know they're going to make runs, especially on their home floor. Just have to withstand them, and you know, I think we did. Obviously, we gave up a 20-point lead, and, you know, that's unfortunate, but 20-point leads in this league is not, it's not safe, especially against a defending champion. We got to do better with that, but we had our chances.
They have had their chances this year and last year. And maybe it's just Denver has an answer for every question that the Lakers pose. Because I'm watching last night, and I go, okay, Lakers in a good rhythm here. Denver just seemed like to start and stop, couldn't get a flow going. It's same with the Sixers against the Knicks. Sometimes we watch the first half and you go, okay. Most games aren't won in the first half. Where you go, yeah, we're up. We're up by 15. We're up by 12. We go into halftime up by 10. It's the adjustments that are made third and fourth quarter. In all sports, you have that who makes a late adjustment? Who does the right thing at the right time? And last night, it was just you could feel Denver. You could feel it. And then you could, if you're a Laker fan, you could almost feel it like slipping away, like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Ugh. Yes, Mark.
The Nuggets now feel like the Warriors during their run, where that third quarter, the Warriors would just turn it on.
Yeah.
And your lead was gone, yeah. No matter how big of a lead that you had.
Here's Anthony Davis being asked about guarding Jamal Murray.
Can you take us through that last play, just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Okay. All right. That's a lot of detail there. Slow down. I got to write all of this down. But he got switched out on him. You know, I think Jamal Murray saw if AD came out on him that he was going to take him off the dribble. Because D'Angelo Russell was guarding him. But, man, I love a guy who wants to take the shot. Like, Dante DiVincenzo was taking some big shots last night. And Philadelphia's done a really good job on Brunson. But, you know, once again, do you try to shut down the star and then let everybody else around him try to fill in? You know, Joker, do I just play him straight up man-to-man? He's going to get his points. I just don't want him to get his assist. But he has 10 assists last night. And that's sometimes the difference where your big man gets his points, but then he's not getting anything else. But Joker, man, you got to pick your poison. And he doesn't seem bothered if you take the shot or I take the shot or I set you up to take the shot. He has no problem. He checks his ego at the door. But a lot of fun last night. Oh, by the way, the witness protection program gave us the Cavs against Orlando last night. They should put that on at like 4 in the afternoon. Yeah. They should, just to say, hey, you know, watch these. Orlando, great story this year. And Donovan Mitchell, great. Watch them. Jared Allen had a wonderful performance last night, rebounds and points. Maybe put it on where you can see it or where you would watch it where you normally wouldn't. Like, have a friends and family viewing for Cleveland and Orlando. But Cleveland goes up, getting the win. Jalen Suggs banged up a little bit. He left the court, and then he came back, but don't know what the update is going to be for his availability. Yes, Marvin?
Saturday, everybody, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
Cleveland at Orlando on TNT.
Okay.
Right. TNT Plus, TNT yeah. Extra, TNT.
True, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. True TV.
True TV. Yeah. Yes. Donovan Mitchell had 23. Jared Allen had 16 points and 20 rebounds. So, all right. Playoff basketball. I mean, it was kind of nondescript game one in most of these series, except for the Pelicans. But, you know, this was fun. It was fun last night. You had some exciting finishes there. All right, what's poll question today, Seton?
Well, you want to go with something after the break?
We can. Because I was thinking, who's in more trouble, the Lakers or the 76ers?
Well, so I had a version of that.
Version?
Could be
okay.
A little more positive, though, because
okay.
I'm more of a glasses half full kind of guy.
Are you?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll see your version. I might have an aversion to your version.
An aversion to your version.
Yes. So we'll take a break. We're just getting started. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. All righty, let's settle on a poll question. Now, I threw out who's in more trouble, Lakers or 76ers. Seton is going to take a positive spin on this because I'm Danny Downer, apparently. What are you thinking?
Team down 0-2, most likely to make a comeback. Sixers, Lakers, let's throw the Magic in there.
Okay.
All right, Magic.
Sure.
We see you, Orlando. Yeah. We see you.
Okay.
Because they might actually be the one most likely to come back.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it.
By the way, the 76ers filed a grievance.
Soft. What?
Now, they didn't file a protest. They filed a grievance, which sounds like it's a complaint. Do we have the official wording of this, of what constitutes filing a grievance?
Yeah, so late night last night, Tim Bontemps of ESPN reported that the 76ers are planning to file a grievance over the first two games of the series, the officials.
Okay.
No details on specific calls yet. They have to like put together like a package and send it to the NBA. They actually have to edit together calls and then send in what you're going to do. According to another reporter with The Athletic, Fred Katz, a grievance is not an official protest of the game where you hope for a different result or ruling. Mm-hmm. It's more of just an official complaint about something in the game, usually official related. There's no outcome from it. There cannot be an outcome.
I always thought Phil Jackson could win a series or help dictate a series early in a series where he'd start complaining about the officiating. He'd go to the press conference and he would, in that deep voice of his, always talk about how they're missing calls. You know, Pat Riley did this as well. There's certain coaches, Red Auerbach, that they would kind of, it was one of those that subconscious type of thing that you wanted it to hang with the official, where it's like, oh, that's right. You know, they said that we're not giving Michael Jordan enough calls here, or, you know, they're fouling Bill Russell here. And then somehow, some way, now, granted, Phil always had a great team. That helps. But I don't know if kind of putting that seed of doubt in an official or the official's minds actually helps, where you go, okay, got a little make good there. You know, it always helped having, you know, Kobe and Shaq or Mike and Scotty, that you would get maybe the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you didn't even need the benefit of the doubt that you had the better team there. But when these coaches, nobody's ever happy with the officiate. Nobody ever at the end of a game goes, you know what, before I get started, you know, that we won the game, let me tell you about how great the officiating was. Because if you're saying it's great, the opposing team is probably saying it wasn't great. And there's always moments here. But when somebody's complaining about the officiating, I always go, did the officials force you to miss a free throw? Or you didn't box out? Or you missed a three? You can blame it on the officials. But there's so many other things in the course of a game where you go, whose fault's that? It's your fault. Yes, Paul.
According to The Athletic, the Sixers plan to say in their grievance that they have been disadvantaged more than any other team in the playoffs over the first two games of the series. They're going to provide information from game two, especially with the last 2 minutes. One of the things in question was Nick Nurse was signaling for a timeout and didn't get it.
Well, they didn't have control of the ball, though, right? Is that when Maxey lost the ball and then he was trying to call a timeout?
It's tough because there's a camera on Maxey and then there's a separate camera on Nurse. It's hard to tell when. And the timeout is not one of those demonstrative timeouts. Yeah. It was kind of a hip check.
Hmm. Here is LeBron James questioning, do we have replay, and why do we have a replay center?
I don't understand what's going on in a replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. Do we have a replay center? It's going to go. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't ask you a question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
Does LeBron hear from the home office for that comment there? Todd?
I think maybe they reach out to him and use his word and say, come on, Lamar, what are we doing? What are we doing here? You're going to make me give you a fine? Can we just let it go?
Okay, if somebody else says that, do they get fined?
Yes, they do.
But he might. Yeah. I mean, he probably should.
Yeah. Play it again.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. Do we have a replay center? It's going to go. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't ask your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
Well, you might say, what are you guys doing? You blew a 20-point lead. How about we start there? And then if you want to single out one call against D'Angelo Russell, are you really being fair? You blew a 20-point lead. Yes, Eden.
I don't know if is that what the replay center does? Is look and be like, I think we missed a foul right there. Or, quick, stop the game. There's a foul right there. I don't think that they do that, do they?
Yes, Marv.
Well, on that play that LeBron's talking about, they didn't call it.
Yeah,
right.
And they challenged it. And the Nuggets successfully won the challenge. The foul was called against the Nuggets, and the Nuggets challenged the call.
And then won it back.
And then they were like, wait, like you guys just saw that.
Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking back in LeBron's career, and he has never been fined for criticizing the officials. I can't find it. A couple times he's been in the crosshairs because of the things he said, but the way he says it, he questions what's going on. Like he does it vaguely, almost like what he did here.
Well, do they vaguely fine him?
25-ish.
Yes, Todd.
I do think if it's a smaller name player, that's worthy of a good 20 grand, because then he referred to a second game and he used some language there. So that's fine worthy.
Zach in Long Beach. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan and the Danettes. Hope all is well. 6'4", 275. Wanted to talk about the NBA officials and the replay center real quick. I'll make it very brief. They need to have a little bit of responsibility. So you can't get mad at LeBron for putting all of his effort, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, so forth, into the game and then lose by a bucket and then go back and look at what happened at the Knicks game. It's just like, dude, it's just very inconsistent, and there's got to be a bottom line here. I understand the frustration, and I don't think you should get fined. Okay. Dan and the Danettes, have a great rest of your day.
All right, Zach. Hope you have a good day as well. The Lakers coming home here. At least they're healthier because Embiid and the Sixers coming home. And Embiid is, you know, he's out there on one leg. Now, he played well last night. It's interesting if I say, hey, Embiid's going to put up those numbers. Or Anthony Davis is going to put up those numbers. I would like their chances because if Embiid is able to match Brunson, actually he overshadowed Brunson as far as scoring goes. Philly's done a good job on Brunson. But AD matching Joker, you know, I'll take that. If I can neutralize the best player in the game, then you just – and look, D'Angelo Russell played really well last night from three. And LeBron had some big numbers there. Like, you got what you wanted. If you said, here's the numbers, do we win this game? I would have said yes. If you would have said, hey, Embiid's going to put up these numbers, do we win this game? I would say yes as well. But it's the other players. You can neutralize. Now make sure you take care of the other players. You cancel each other out. And the Sixers didn't do that last night with the Knicks. And Jamal Murray had the bucket to win it. Let's see. Jason in Mississippi. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Man, good. 6'6", 190. Slim 190.
All righty.
Man, DP, all that crime. The Lakers didn't lose that game. I mean, Denver didn't win that game. The Lakers gave them that game. All that crime that they do on the other end of the court. The ball Denver made, I don't know how many layups due to them crying on the other end of the court. If they would have just got back and played some defense, they would have had a different shot. I mean, all that crying last night just killed. Even the coach was saying, hey, come on, get back. They stared it down there crying, man.
Jace, call back anytime. Thank you. I like it. All that crying.
Love his delivery.
By the way, Jamal Murray missed 13 of his first 16 shots. Then he made 6 of his last 8. So that's one of those where if you're a shooter, you keep shooting. And even though it feels uncomfortable, like, you know, you just never want to take a shot and go, I hope I don't miss. Shooters don't have that mentality. You can't. Jamal Murray missing 13 of his first 16. Most players would go, you know, maybe I stop shooting here. But then you make 6 of your last 8. Yeah, Paul.
We're just talking that play-in game with the Warriors. If Klay Thompson hits the last 3 to win it and he's 1 for 11,
yeah,
with the game winner, it's a funny story.
Yeah.
You know, it's a footnote, not a judgment of, you know, he's really going downhill as a player.
Yeah, they got to move on from him. Yeah. But if he hits that shot, they win, they move on. They're like, you know, all right, Klay can still do it. You know, he can still hit the big shot when he needs to. Andrew in Washington. Hey, Andrew, welcome back.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I agree. Lakers crying last night. They weren't getting back. But who wants to run the full court at 5,280 feet? I'd be crying too, acting like I didn't want to run down the court. But really and truly, to quote the great Dennis Green, they were who we thought they were last night, and we let them off the hook. You know, you look at it, and yeah, Jokic had an historic game, but, you know, AD and LeBron, D'Angelo Russell had the second most points in his career in a playoff loss, most for the Lakers. And they just didn't do it, you know. And so what is it going to take? 494 days going on 500 days. They haven't won against Denver, regular season or postseason. They just got to be able to be consistent and keep the momentum going down the stretch, because that's when we're losing the game. We're winning in the first half. We're losing it all in the second half. And it's just like Jokic does his double spin moves in the post, puts up his jump hook 3 or 4 times and gets him back in the game, and then they just take it over. And it's getting old, and Lakers need to figure it out. It's done.
Yeah, and also, and thanks for the phone call, Andrew. The altitude is a big deal. It almost feels like the Lakers try to do their damage in the first half and then hold on for dear life in the second half, because it does affect you. I mean, Joker played 41 minutes last night, a little over 41, I think. You know, you got AD and LeBron. They're logging heavy minutes here. But you have to. You can't just say, I'm going to sit down for a little while, because Denver doesn't let off the gas pedal. I mean, they get into a different gear. They're still moving forward. And you saw that. It does affect them. And LeBron is 39. And, you know, AD's had all of his injuries here. Yes, yes, Marvin.
Yeah, because in the first half, Anthony Davis looked like the best player who's ever played basketball. He was abusing Joker down low.
Yes.
Then the second half, Joker was like, nah, how about we reverse this?
Yeah. And that's what happened. It feels like the Lakers are trying to win a game in the first half. And they almost did last night. Yes, Eden.
It is tough, too, like, about that shot with Jamal Murray, not only because it happened over Anthony Davis, but like we were saying before, you know, he's sort of splayed out in the chairs. He looked like he just took a right cross to the jaw.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. And just like this, his legs are up because he's so big. He looked like he just got knocked the hell out.
Yeah.
Oh,
he looks stunned.
Yeah. You know, he needs help getting up. It's like, he's got little birdies over his head.
It looked like Weekend at Bernie's, where he's just like, wait, is he alive? But, you know, when you say, hey, I'll never win Defensive Player of the Year, that the league doesn't like me, well, you had your moment there. Like, if you want to send a message to the voters and say, hey, by the way, I should have been Defensive Player of the Year, and then you get the block on Jamal Murray. The league doesn't love me.
That's tough.
Yep, yep. Sean in Florida. Hey, Sean, welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dan and Danette. Hey, Dan and Danette. 6'3", 185. I wanted to say I like how the refs let the Knicks play last night. It was one of the most exciting finishes I've seen in a basketball game in a long time. Also, Jason in Mississippi, is that a shirt idea? All that crying? Maybe some crying coming down from the letters? A pool of tears with a crown in it, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Idea?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
All right. Thank you, Sean. All right. Always looking for suggestions with the merchandise department. Got some new T-shirts there as well. Got a lot of great things there for you. Go to danpatrick.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter as well. Nearly 100,000 of you have done that, but Dan's deals will be announced on the newsletter tomorrow. Also, Drake May, North Carolina quarterback, will join us on the program tomorrow. This is one of those drafts where you go, is there going to be any news leading up to the draft? Now, I don't know if there's a big surprise on draft night where you go, oh my God, did you hear what the Raiders did or Denver did? You know, will somebody surprise us? But we're still looking for that story. I think we thought yesterday with Jaden Daniels and does he not want to go to the Commanders? You know, we were able to run with that for a little while, but that kind of dissipated. Feels like maybe you get something today or tomorrow, or maybe it's just all, you know, quiet. You know, that crickets going into Thursday night. But normally you have that kind of a subplot, maybe not a major plot, but subplot of, hey, keep an eye on this, or this could happen. This is what they're thinking. And once these reporters get into town with these teams, and then they're able to pull somebody aside and say, hey, can you give me some background here? Can you help me out? Now, this is what happens, or at least you try to, you know, go in and say, all right, can you give me an idea of what you're thinking? Because when they go to Sal Palantonio and he's, you know, with Carolina, then he's going to be able to say, hey, this is what I found out. You don't want to go to Sal Palantonio and Sal go, I don't know what's going on. All righty, back to the studio. You want to have a little bit of information there. And once you get there, and you probably get there today, and then you're with these teams on draft night, and you want to find out, because where do you want to be? You want to be in Chicago? Nah, probably not. Washington? All right. Patriots could be interesting. I'd like to be at the Chargers. Find out what, you know, Harbaugh is going to do. Going to trade down? You know, are you going to get a receiver? Are you going to get an offensive lineman? Who's trading down? How far do you trade down? And who's moving up? That's always the key. And there will be a team that moves up, and you'll go, wow, they're all in. And I heard this yesterday, but once again, when if I hear something I believe in, then I tell you, a source said this, and I can report this. It's just like a source said Monday that I told you, he says, I got six quarterbacks going in the first round. Now, a lot of people, the over-under is 4.5. But my source said, hey, I didn't think that people loved Bo Nix and Michael Penix as much as they do. Penix, you have some teams that love him. Love him. Some teams are like, oh, if he's there in the second round, yeah, that'd be a guy. But my source said, look, I got two teams that love Penix. And then you got Bo Nix, who it's still attached maybe to Denver or maybe the Rams. Because I brought it up. Nobody had reported this, but I could see the Rams going after a quarterback. And now you're starting to hear, you know, if Penix is there or Bo Nix is there, like, why wouldn't you look? If you can get the guy you really like and Sean McVay can go, man, that's the guy to take over for Matthew Stafford. Go. You haven't had draft picks. Now you have a chance. And if you get somebody that Sean goes, hey, you give him to, it's like Denver, you know, Sean Payton traded for Zach Wilson. Now he has a chance to unbust. And now you go to Sean Payton. Well, if you're going to go to somebody who can help your career, Sean McVay, certainly, Kyle Shanahan, certainly, Sean Payton, where you're going to these quarterback-friendly coaches, maybe Zach Wilson, you know, is able to go in there, learn, listen, but then is Denver going to take a quarterback? I don't think that because they got Zach Wilson that they're not going to take a quarterback, or at least try to. Let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next, and more phone calls as well. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Better left line, got it!
Check this out.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it to hard. Denver mounts the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. And the Lakers can take that out on the way out.
That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. Last time the Lakers blew a 20-point lead in the playoffs, Game 4 of the 08 NBA Finals. They were up 24 on the Celtics, and they lost by 6. That's your Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide. See the full lineup of general tires and special offers. Free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Update the poll results if you can. Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dan, we got up there right now. Team down 0-2, most likely to make a comeback. Right now, it might be recency bias because they were the latest game last night, but the Lakers slightly in the lead. Early results, though.
I think if Embiid was completely healthy, then I would probably say Philadelphia. But it might feel, you know, maybe this is the Knicks' year. That I know the fans have been chanting that they want Boston. Well, if you win, you get Boston. It's not that you want them. You'll get them. But maybe it's that, you know, special kind of year for this team. Not the most talented, but it's been a great team. And you got the Villanova connection. They all had, you know, great nights for the most part. You know, Hart's been great. DiVincenzo's been great. And, of course, Brunson's been an MVP candidate this year. Stat of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Rob in Orlando. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Morning, boys. Hey, one quick thing on the Lakers, and then I got a pot of the face bet. First off, I love these guys when these coaches get up there, and we're not going to make any excuses. Then we talk about, you know, for 2 to 5 minutes about how bad the calls were. You can't have it both ways. I mean, they had plenty of opportunities to win that game. And way to ruin a great night of basketball to hear that press conference afterwards, because that was the best NBA basketball I've seen in a couple of years. Apply to the face bet. Obviously, I'm in Orlando.
Uh-oh.
I will take the Magic to make it to the Eastern Conference Championship.
I'm in.
Okay,
I'll
Marvin.
Take on all comers.
All right, Marvin's. Marvin wants a piece of you.
Yeah, I'm all in. You got it.
Seton, I think, wants a piece of you.
Hold on. Can I actually jump in on Rob and Orlando's side? That I agree with Rob, so it'll be me and Rob against Marvin?
Sure.
Can we? I don't know if we've ever done that before. But can I jump in with Rob? Can I be on your side, Rob?
Rob, do you want Seton on your side?
I do, absolutely, man. Seton on my side. Let's go.
All righty. All right. That's a first.
All right, Rob, me and you, buddy.
So now we have Danettes who are teaming up with listeners against Danettes.
Yeah, up is down. Down is up.
Yeah, so Seton and Rob versus Marvin. Orlando going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Let's go.
Yeah, Paul?
Going to, not winning. A little specific there. The Magic are down 2-0 to the Cavs. They had to get past them. If the Celtics beat the Heat, they would have to get past the Celtics. That would get them in. They don't have to face the Bucks, Pacers, Knicks, Sixers.
Okay. All right. Clear path.
Dang. It's a straight line.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a straight line.
Straight line right to a pie. Hawk in Phoenix. Good morning, Hawk. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. I've called in before, but it's been a while. And I've ended the show three times in a row, I think, waiting on hold. Anyways, 6'2", 277. Well, I was a 277. Now I'm down to a flaccid 255. And I'm calling on behalf of Marvin. Marvin and his mom. I hate UConn, and I hate the Big East. I'm an Arizona fan. But I thought Marvin might want to put something on the cert because Connecticut, winning two national championships, might be going to DEFCON 3. I thought it'd be a great shirt. So anyway, that's...
All righty, Hawk. Anywho.
DEFCON.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I got it.
Connecticut. Yeah. DEF UConn Connecticut.
Let's see if they get there next year.
I still like the Can Cut the Net shirt.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I thought that was
Can Cut the Net.
Yeah. Instead of Connecticut, it's Can Cut the Net.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Luciano in Brooklyn joining us. Hey, Luciano.
Hey, good morning, Capo de Tutti Capi. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good.
Marvin, Peace, King, what up, son? And, of course, to the good fellas, Todd Seaton, and my personal favorite, the guy who I honestly believe would have done extremely well in the Cosa Nostra as a street collector because of his feistiness, Paulie Paps, a.k.a. Paulie the Paddle. What's it about?
That's, I don't know what it's about today.
The paddle.
All right, guys. Listen, so Capo, first of all, we need Capo Dan shirts. Let me just throw that out there. I don't know what's going on with you guys with that.
Okay.
All right, so number two, listen, I got to tell you a fun fact about me in order for you to appreciate what's about to happen. So give me a little latitude on this one. When I was a little kid, my grandfather on my mother's side used to always tell me verbatim, Luciano, I want you to be a good guy, not a nice guy. And so you don't make confusion. Let me explain to you the difference. He says, if you see a guy take an old lady's purse and start running, I want you to catch this guy, give him a terrific beating, and then give the old lady back her purse. That's the good guy. He said the nice guy is going to let the guy get away and say, man, that guy really needed the money. Then he's going to walk up to the old lady and give him money out of his own pocket. He said, this guy is a potential rat bastard because he just showed you that he's willing to make excuses to compromise his integrity. So that being said, Andrew in Washington, I am not a nice guy, but I am a good guy. So I'm going to give you the rest of the week to come up with whatever story, cockamamie story you want to make up, and then I want you to call Capo on Monday and tell him what you've been doing, or I'm going to call in on Tuesday and give you a terrific beating on air.
All right. Well, thank you, Luciano. It's a long-winded way of saying, Andrew, come up with the goods on Monday. And knowing Andrew in Washington, he will. All right, hour two on the way. Oh, our good buddy Chris Mannix is going to join us. Spain is stacked. We'll talk to Chris. Lakers got a legitimate beef? Do the Sixers have a legitimate beef? Which team has a better chance of coming back? Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.